So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the question of Siman Deiraisa Oy Derabanan. Is a general siman considered valid proof to claim a lost item in Deiraisa or only in Derabanan? Rava now says, Im Timta Lema Simanim Deiraisa, even if we are to assume that a siman is a valid proof mid Deiraisa, Simanim is Simanim Yaniach. If two people each gave a siman for the same garment, the finder does not return it to either one. Rather, he holds on to it, and as Rashi adds, Atchayav Aliyo, because both proofs are equal. Simanim ve'edim, Yinasin Labala Edim. If one person gave a siman and another person brought witnesses that it was his garment, the moment the Edim gets the garment, because Edim Adifi, Edim are stronger proof than Simanim. Simanim ve'simanim ve'ed echad, Yaniach. If one person gave only a siman and another person gave both a siman and one witness, the finder holds on to the garment because Eid Echad command the lesser dummy. One witness has no significance, and both proofs are considered equal. Eidei Ariga ve'eidei Nefila. If one person brought Eidim that he lost the garment, and the other person brought Eidim that he weaved the garment, Tenasin le'eidei Nefila. The one with Eidei Nefila gets the garment, not the one with Eidei Ariga. Because Darmina and Zebun Nizavna me'inish achrin and nafal. Perhaps he sold the garment to someone else, and the buyer lost the garment. Midas arkut u'midas rachbay. If one person gives a siman of a garment's length, and the other person gave a siman of the garment's width, Tenasin le'midas arkut. The one who gave the length gets the garment, because the midas rachbay shiur k'mishar lo kad machsila maru b'koi u'midas arkut le'mishar lo. One can assess the width from observing the owner wearing it, but cannot assess the length unless he actually had the garment. Midas arkay umidas rachbay umidas gamav yinasin lemidas arkay v'rachbay. If one person gave a siman of both the width and the length, and the other person gave a siman of the garment's square footage, the one who gave the width and the length gets the garment because his siman was more detailed. Midas arkay umidas rachbay umidas mishkalaysav yinasin lemidas mishkalaysav. If one person gave a siman of both the width and the length, and the other person gave a siman of the garment's weight, the one who gave the weight gets the garment because his siman is more detailed. Zakta Mishnah, Vad Masa Chayav L'Hachas. For how long must the finder attempt to locate the owner of the lost item? At Kidei Sheyedu by Shechein of Divrei Meir, and as the Gemara explains, Shechein Mokim Shenimtzis by Aveda. He is Machas until all the people who reside in the area of the item's discovery become aware of it. Rebuda says he is machers until a cycle of 3 yom tevim passed, plus another 7 days, so that shayel yelich lebeis shleisha v'yachzu shleisha v'yachrus yom echad. A person who hears the achraz in Yerushalayim should be able to travel for 3 days to check his items at home, and if he discovers one missing, he then travels 3 days back to Yerushalayim and spends 1 day locating the finder. As the Rice explains, Birishayna, at first, the Chacham initiated that a finder announced the lost item in Yerushalayim during the Yom Tovim, when all the Jews come together. After the Churban, the Chacham initiated that the finder announced the lost items in the shuls and yeshivas where people come together. After the government began to confiscate lost items, the Chacham initiated that it is sufficient for the finder to notify his neighbors and acquaintances. The Gemara asks a contradiction. Our Mishnah says, Kedei she'yelech lebeis shleisha, which implies that it takes 3 days to travel from Yerushalayim to the furthest part of Eretz Yisrael, while the Mishnah Masechtas Taanis states, Shoyelin hasagishamim, tesvav yom achar achag, kedei she'yegia achrin shebe Eretz Yisrael in ha'pras. They don't daven for rain until 15 days after Sukkot, so that the last person makes it home before it starts to rain. This implies that it takes 15 days to travel from Yerushalayim to the furthest part of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara offers 3 explanations. Rav Yosef says, the Mishnah in Taanis refers to B'mikdash Rishon, the Nefesh Yisrael Tuba. During the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, it took 15 days because the Jewish population was large and people lived farther away from Yerushalayim. While our Mishnah refers to B'mikdash Eini, the Lein Nefesh Yisrael Tuva. During the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, it took only 3 days because the Jewish population was small and they all lived closer to Yerushalayim. Abaye says, Ipcha Mistabra. The opposite is true. Our Mishnah refers to B'mikdash Rishon, the Nefesh Yisrael Tuva. During the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, it took 3 days because the Nefesh Yisrael Tuva de Mitzavis Alma, U'mishtachi Shayarta de Asli Ben Bimama Ben Malelia. The Jewish population was large and formed groups that traveled during both day and night. While the Mishnah, Masechtas Tainis, refers to the Mikdash Sheni, the way Nefesh Yisrael Tuva Vele Mitzavas Alma, Vele Mishtachi Sheyartid Azli Be'imimama Be'imilelia. During the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, it takes 15 days, because the Jewish population was small and could not form groups often, and therefore traveled only during the day, but not during the night. Rava says our Mishnah refers to both Mikdash Rishon u'Mikdash Sheni. And although it does take 15 days, the Rabbanan were lenient regarding Hashavas Aveda and give a shorter time of only 3 days so as not to burden the finder. Zakti Mishnah. The person named the lost item but did not give a simon. The finder does not return the item to him. If a swindler gives a simon for a lost item, the finder does not return it to him, because the Rabbanan initiated that a Ramai is not believed to claim a lost item even with a simon, as we see that the Torah is more stringent with a Ramai, as the Pasuk states, Adre Shechicha Eisei. Achatidrish Shechicha Im Ramai Hu Im Eina Ramai. The finder must investigate the claimant whether he is a Ramai or an honest person. Think about sites of Machlaikis. Rav Yehuda says, Abidasa Machris. The finder announces only that he found a lost item, but it does not name the item, because Cheshin L'Ramai. There is a concern that a swindler might have heard the owner describing his lost item, and will now claim the item with the simanim. Rav Nachman says, Glima Machris, the finder also names the item, because L'Ramai L'Cheshinan, Demkein in L'Dav HaSeif. There is no concern for a swindler, because then, even if he does not name the item, a swindler might figure it out. The Gemara proceeds to explain the Mishnah's Halacha, Amr HaSaveh Debal Amr HaSimanel L'Yitin Loi. If a person named the lost item, but it did not give a simon, the finder does not return the item to him. According to the opinion of Avidas HaMachris, the Mishnah comes to teach, Avagav de Amar Glima Le Madrin Le. Even though the person did name the item, he still does not get the item because Lo Amar Simonim, he did not give any simon. Well, according to the opinion Glima Machris, the Mishnah teaches, Amar Iu Glima, Vamar Iu Simonim Le Madrin Le. Even though the person did both, he named the item and gave a simon, he still does not get the item because Lo Amar Simonim Muvhak in the Da. He gave only a general simon such as the size or color, but he did not give a unique simon for this item. Zak the Mishnah. Kal davar sha'isa v'eichel, yasa v'yeichel. If a person finds an animal that produces at least as much or more than it consumes, he holds on to the animal and feeds it from its production until the owner claims it, because the owner will not suffer any loss. However, davar sha'isa v'eichel yimacher. If the animal consumes more than it produces, the finder sells the animal immediately and holds on to the money, because the Pasuk says, the finder must see to it that the owner receives his item, and as Rashi explains, but not that the owner shall be left with very little value after he pays the finder for his expenses of feeding and maintaining his animal. The Gemara cites a brisa that mentions various time limits for Goldtavar Sha'isav Eichel. If it was a cow or a donkey that can work, the finder first cures for them for 12 months. Of course, their work compensates for their feed. If they were still not claimed, he then sells them and holds on to the money. If it was a calf or a pony that cannot work, the finder cures for them only 3 months and then sells them. For a male duck or rooster that do not lay eggs, the finder waits only 30 days before he sells them. For a female hen that does lay eggs, the finder waits 12 months before he sells them. The Gemara cites a contradicting price that states, for a calf or a pony, the finder waits for only 30 days. For a male rooster or a duck, the finder waits only 3 days. The Gemara answers, there's no contradiction regarding a calf or a pony, because the first breast refers to Diraya Shleisha Chadashim. He waits 3 months because the fields are rich and they pasture themselves in the fields. While the second breast refers to the Betuma Lamed Yoim. He waits only 30 days because the fields are poor and he must provide feed. There is also no contradiction regarding ducks and roosters, because the first price refers to bizutri, small roosters that consume a small amount of feed, while the second price refers to large roosters that consume a large amount of feed.